Hey everyone, this podcast is part of Story Mode, the podcast network of Gamefully Unemployed. You can support us and gain access to other great exclusive podcasts like Tom and Jeff Watch Batman by heading over to patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. That's patreon.com/GAMEFULLY unemployed, which is spelled like it sounds.
Halbkasten mit Tom Reimann und David Bell.
Well, hey, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome to the episode of Hypecast.
Hypecast.
The show where we get hyped about stuff and things. Mm-hmm. I'm your co-host, Tom Reimann.
I'm your other co-host, David Bell.
And who are you?
Who am I?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Well, fellas, my name is Jamie Loftus, and I'm today's guest.
Hey!
All right. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming out.
Yeah. Oh,
gorgeous Pasadena, California.
Oh, yeah.
It's living for it.
The best. Battling with public transportation.
I mean, that's on me. I should have a driver's license.
Oh, well.
why don't you? What did you do?
You know, it's been asked before.
Who did you hurt?
I did drive without a license for a while in an 01 Corolla that was sold to me for $300. Mm-hmm. And I rear-ended someone with it after 8 months. And I cried and I gave them all of my savings in cash to not tell the police. And
cool. You should have run.
That's my story. I should have run.
So after that, you just cut yourself off?
Yeah, I was like, well, clearly you don't deserve it, Jamie.
Okay.
And now, you know, I suffer. That's good. Fair. I'm an LA Metro stan for the most part, except for like rush hour times. It has served me well.
Yeah, it's not the worst.
No.
It's not the best.
I mean, basically, no one uses it. It's like it's roomy.
Yeah.
I was taking Boston Transit for so long, I'm like, oh my God, there's space.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
People are polite. It's lovely.
I guess we should just get to trailers, huh?
Yeah.
What do we got on this list here?
Okay. Mm-hmm. We're starting with Rambo Last Blood.
Mm.
Did everybody watch this?
Mm.
Yes.
Everybody check out this trailer?
I did.
Do we have any thoughts?
It's been 11 years since the last Rambo movie.
Has it really?
Yes, it has.
I don't hate that it's happening, but I do have to ask why now? Mm-hmm. Is it just like every single property needs to be?
See if
people want this? No? Okay, we'll go back where
about
we were.
What about more Rocky? More Rocky?
We used to joke that action stars would make movies as they're like elderly.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought of it as ridiculous. And I think at some point we were like, but what if it isn't ridiculous?
But what if we did do that?
Yeah. And then once we started to, it was just like, well, fuck it. We can do anything because you can, like, even if a character is like too old now, mm-hmm. there's still something interesting
you can lean into
about
it. Yeah, sure.
I don't know that this movie will explore any of those fascinating themes.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I would love a movie about Sylvester Stallone really having to look at, like, wow, as you age, it is more difficult to be a badass. How to navigate this new exciting phase of life?
Yeah,
it's just 30 minutes of him struggling to figure out how to use his email.
Yeah, I'm having to pee all the time.
He's trying to. Yeah, people are trying to pay him through PayPal now. Yeah. He's like, I don't know how to 2-step verification.
Just gets angry and machetes all of his devices.
Right.
So the first Rambo movie, First Blood, is like this really dark drama about like PTSD and how like Vietnam veterans were kind of disenfranchised and sort of left behind.
Right.
And the second movie is just straight up wish fulfillment. It's like, but what if we did win Vietnam. Yeah. And Rambo just goes back and defeats all of Vietnam. And then in Rambo 3, he goes back and defeats the Soviet Union by helping the Taliban.
Really?
Yes. Huh. Rambo 3 is dedicated to the brave soldiers of the Taliban.
What year did that come out?
In the 80s.
2002.
Okay, it was like, wow, a brave take.
September 12th. And then the fourth Rambo movie is him in just macheting his way through Burma.
Okay.
Because of these foolish doctors without borders trying to give people medicine.
Hate those.
Then he goes in there and kills everybody they asked to. So I can only assume this one is going to be about Syrian refugees.
Right.
Like, they just need to choose the most off-color topic and do poorly by it?
Like, Rambo has a long tradition of... he's not necessarily on the wrong side for the Burma stuff, I guess. But, like, he has a tradition of, like, picking, like, the most controversial political struggle currently going on and then coming down real hard on the wrong side of history. Just really doubling down on those brave Taliban fighters.
I'm like, I don't know. There's a world in which I could see that playing very well in the current movie going climate. There's enough brave Hollywood studios taking the absolute worst take.
Yeah. We need more of that.
Yeah, sure. We need more badness in the world.
Yeah,
we totally do.
That makes me want to watch those sequels.
You should.
I haven't watched the sequels.
They're fascinating pieces of history.
Yeah, I have nothing. I have no investment emotionally in this movie whatsoever, because I don't think I'm going to see it unless it's for a podcast.
No,
I'm going to
see
doing.
It. I mean,
oh yeah,
for sure.
It was. I'm shocked at your complete lack of hesitation.
Oh, yeah, like, no, I'm totally going to see it.
There, I would go. I think whether I go or not will fully depend on where I'm at emotionally. I think if I was kind of in a dark spot and I'm just like, I just need to go anywhere, I would go there. I love to go somewhere and simply take in a lot of sound and fury that makes no sense to me sometimes.
Rambo is definitely a prescription for what ails you in that sense.
Maybe if I'm feeling very sick, I'll go.
I mean, he like rips a guy's neck open with his bare hands in the last one. I want to see how this escalates.
Right. Well, this is it's promising to be the last one.
For sure. It has to be.
Well,
I think they're the same age as George W. Bush.
You're right. They're at least playing the odds right now.
They were born the same day.
Because I feel like it's like, is this the last one?
The same exact day. Same day and year. Yes, they share a birthday.
Stallone and George W. Bush?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's cool. I hate that fact. Interesting. Okay.
I share the same birthday with O.J. Simpson.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, that's...
There's that. Not the exact same. We're not the same age. That would be...
That would be...
That would be weird.
That'd be a reveal.
Great. For a guy approaching 70.
Yeah.
All right.
I guess that's all that needs to be
said.
It's
all about Rambo.
Last breath.
They're coming to him this time, which is considerate
of
him.
Right.
Like, he's not going to them.
No, he's been traveling around the world for 3 decades.
If anyone's earned it.
Right.
Yeah.
If anyone deserves a house call at this point in their franchise.
I hope he kills a guy. I hope he kills a guy from a recliner.
Gives him the gate code.
Yeah. Ask them to pick some stuff up for him on the way over.
So, you pick up my description that it's ready. Grab it on your way over to the farm. And then, you know, get into a firefight.
He seemed to say.
The next trailer is The Dark Crystal: Age of Resistance. Netflix show, I want to say.
Yeah, it looks like a series, yeah. Okay, I mean...
It's just as horrifying as the movie.
Still,
I'm into it.
They're still puppets, right? There's some CG, but like...
I couldn't tell, and I don't... think that that's either good or bad, but some of it definitely seemed to be CG, but I was like, I hope that they're still using some puppets.
Otherwise, why do it? Thought but yeah, like,
oh, they're
same.
Puppets.
I believe.
Oh, good.
I legit had trouble telling.
Yeah, I don't
for some
know.
Shots.
Well, maybe I was just watching it not in
I
enough.
I was watching it on my tiny phone.
Yeah, I was like, maybe it's too low res. Yeah.
I think.
You gotta see them high res puppets. Yeah. Check out this felt in 1080p.
Listen, if you can't watch puppets in 4K, don't bother.
No, I think what's happened with puppets. I don't know much about the puppet industry, but I think CGI.
You're not a puppet scholar.
No, I'm not. I'm not a puppet expert. I think they're using CGI to like hide the puppeteers more now. That's my assumption. Is that I do know that puppeteers. I briefly worked with puppeteers. And like I know they're really like.
Don't be ashamed of your puppeteering past. Yeah. So I used to work at a puppet theater in college, and I was I had a huge crush on Brad, who is the puppeteer in residence.
Sure.
Who was paid in rent at the puppet theater, and he was. He hated being seen, and he was very, because I took one of his classes because I wanted him to fall in love with me.
Sure.
And so he was huge on, like, you have to conceal yourself. Don't count on curtains to have you covered, which is like, no, you have to count on curtains to have you covered.
Right, like, what are you...
But he was like, he would contort himself to, you know, remove.
Right. So, like, puppet purists are going to be like, don't put a green tarp over my body. Like,
right.
Like that, which Muppet movie is it where Kermit's riding a bike?
Oh, I think that might be the first.
I think
is that the first one?
Or is it Take New York, maybe?
Maybe, because that was one where it's like, when you watch it, you're like, how the fuck did they do that?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of impressive.
It's exciting.
Yeah, and so, like, this looks good, but I kind of like the Muppet purist stuff just because it's like, why not challenge yourself? You're working with puppets. Like, if you're working with puppets... You might as well, like, try to be as practical in the effects as possible. Otherwise, why not just do CGI?
Yeah, I'm all for, like, puppeteers doubling down on, like, no, we should be as uncomfortable as possible.
Right. Yeah, let's sacrifice their health.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's, and safety.
Twist our bodies into weird spiders so that we can make this frog talk.
Because dignity.
Right, exactly. Right.
I like that.
It's the life they chose. It's the dangers that come with the occupation of being a puppeteer.
You live by the puppet, you die by the puppet.
Exactly.
So I think this is a prequel series, right?
Is it?
To the film? I think so.
Oh, okay. I have to go back and revisit the movie. I haven't seen it in years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's delightful from what I remember.
It is? Yeah. I used to be really scared of it when I was a kid. But
Sure. The scene where the Skeksis plucked the one Skeksis fucked me up.
Yeah.
it's one of them never ending stories. It was designed by people who hate children.
Yeah, that really old Skeksis, get out of here.
Oh my, I hated the never ending story. That I found scary and long.
It's a real bummer.
Yeah.
Those are all some of them I like, some of them I don't. Labyrinth is another one where it's like that one I enjoy, but it's still horrifying.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some elements to that movie that don't age very well.
Oh, are there?
I
haven't watched it in a while. I mean,
if you keep in mind that the female lead is 14 years old, there's a lot of it that maybe doesn't age very well.
Right.
Especially given David Bowie's history with 14-year-olds.
Yeah, I was about to say, putting David Bowie on that movie in general seems like... It's kind of a mistake.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
That's like I say with all sex crimes. Oh, well.
I guess it's too late.
Horrifying the worst. We live in hell.
We are in hell world.
Yeah.
But at least we're getting a Dark Crystal show.
Yeah, that's true.
I am excited for it.
Yeah. But yeah, it looks fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll watch the shit out of it.
Yeah, I'll watch that.
I'll get high and watch it.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the next trailer because it's called The Kitchen.
Okay.
And I like it.
It's like good.
I have a lot of questions about it.
It's like Ladyfellas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or Good Ladies.
Good Ladies.
Good Ladies.
I had no awareness of this movie prior to you.
No,
same here.
Not until today, yeah.
I like, all right, it's a DC in the logo.
Yeah, DC Vertigo, so I assume it must be
based on some
a
sort
comic
of comic?
Or a
okay.
graphic novel.
That was my first question.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
Right.
They're calling it, so it's kind of about like women who are used to being on the sidelines getting to be just
gangsters
as well.
Yeah.
Which it has that great, like Scarface has this, everything has it where it's like, isn't it great for this person who's getting to be all this power? And then the ending is inevitably like, oh right, it's still like crime.
Right.
Right. It's so I love the cast. Like the cast I'm hyped on the cast.
Yes, the cast looks great.
There is this like weird tendency in all genres of movie right now, where it's like there's more movies with like female leads coming out, but they're all there's. I feel like the insurance that people have is like they're like, but it's basically identical to this movie you've already seen with men right. in it, like yeah. it, like Ladyfellas,
yeah. right?
Or like Booksmart was super good, like it was right. super bad, but girls this time. And I can see it going that way. Either way, I mean, I'll see it. I like yeah. the cast.
Yeah, yeah. It's
that doesn't mean yeah, because that's the thing. Like Booksmart, I'm desperate to see right now.
It's great.
Yeah, and I've heard yeah. nothing but good things. And I think also there's something to that where it's like, for example, in this movie, like gender swapping to women makes it like slightly more interesting because it's more of an underdog story. I feel like.
Yeah, it's definitely more. It's more compelling and like more of like, I don't know. It's easier to understand why they're underdogs. Sometimes when men are underdogs in movies, I'm like, but no, you're not. You're
yeah,
fine.
But right. you have all the
look
advantage.
At you. Yeah.
And yeah, I was being reductive by saying. I mean, it's not the same story. As yeah, but, films, but
they're trying to sell it that way. Like they, yeah, it feels right. like they know. They know that's what they're making.
But, and you're right. There is an element of like with any of these movies, like you mentioned Scarface, and also I remember when I went and saw Blow. It's like for the first half of the movie, it's like, man, this seems awesome. Maybe right. I should sell. Maybe we should sell drugs, you guys. And by the end of it, we're like, we got to rethink this whole selling drugs thing.
Right.
I think we might be in over our heads.
I love when a movie fucks you up like that. I just remember seeing Juno in like ninth grade mm-hmm. and just being like, guys, we got to get pregnant today.
Today.
She made it look like best. So much fun. And yeah. at the end, you don't even need to keep the baby. Mm-hmm. Seems mm-hmm. like a blast.
No, you just give it to Jennifer Garner.
Just give it to Jennifer Garner.
She takes
so
all
nice.
Of them.
She's so nice.
Every baby she'll take.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can just mail her babies.
You just mail her babies.
Yeah.
You just have to get creeped on by Jason Bateman for a little right. bit. And then, right. and then you just
that
send
was,
her a baby.
That
he
was
he was the pervy stepdad guy.
That was kind of one of the best roles for him. Like, he does that really well.
Yeah.
yeah.
Like, the kind of creep guy.
Oh, and the gift.
And the gift. I was thinking of the gift yeah. where he's, like, kind of just a real dickhead.
Yeah.
I still love that movie. It's great.
Which
Juno?
One? Juno?
Juno, yeah.
Yeah. Juno's pretty solid.
Yeah.
Everyone's firing on all cylinders. It's great.
Yeah, that's good. Solid Michael Cera, fucking the dad.
J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons, thank mm-hmm. you. It's wonderful in that.
It's Allison Janney. Yeah. Killing it.
I gotta watch
Brief
Juno.
Rain Wilson yeah. cameo in the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
It was one of those movies that I watched a few months ago. I'm like, oh, I really hope that this like aged okay. And it does, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody so, watch Juno.
Maybe the kitchen.
Maybe the kitchen.
Are they calling it the kitchen because that's like a misogynist? Like,
Hell's Kitchen. And
well, it's Hell's Kitchen, yeah. but it's also like,
but I think that yeah. how could it
in
not
the
be
kitchen. Right. Yeah, like the writers fucking was like slam dunk.
When it came with that title or yeah. like whoever did, if it's based on a comic and if that's what the comic's called, whoever came up with the title, they were like, we're taking the rest of the day off.
Yeah,
they're winking.
Killed it.
Yeah.
Okay, next.
I'll see it.
Yeah, yo, yeah, yeah, I'm gonna yeah. see the shit out of it. I like what's her name, Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Tiffany.
Tiffany
doing,
Haddish.
Yeah, I like McCarthy doing serious shit.
Yeah,
yeah.
She's very good at that. She
and
should keep
Elizabeth
doing
Moss,
it.
Of course.
Oh yeah, Elizabeth Moss is. I need to watch. What is it? Her Smell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's on streaming now.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's she plays like a punk rock singer from like the 80s who's like washed up, and this apparently it's not for everybody because apparently the movie is like a series of like scenes, like it's like five scenes from different timelines
like
of her life. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But she like the trailer, they just show one scene or one part of a scene, and Elizabeth Moss is just killing it. So I'm excited yeah, for that.
Being like
Legend.
A real douchebag
yeah,
punk rocker.
Yeah, yeah. this next one is The Goldfinch.
I didn't know what to make of this.
I've been told to read this book mm-hmm. for 5 million years, and I had to the point where someone literally has given me a copy of it. Have never read it.
Mm-hmm. Do you know like what it's about?
No, okay. no. It's I mean, because even it's funny because it's like seeing the trailer, it's like reading the back of the book because it's also like kind of obscure and
yeah.
you're like, okay, this could be cool, but it sounds like it could kind of be about like mm-hmm. anything
it
involving
seemed,
an adventure and young
yeah,
people.
Yeah, it seems like very like impressionistic.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, at first, like the trailer, at first I was like, oh, this is like a drama about this kid whose
mom who explodes in an art museum.
Right. Yeah, and it was like, it's like a terrorist attack or something.
Which I will say, I was kind of hooked there. I was like, shit. I mean, talk about a sympathetic character.
Oh, yeah. You got to be sympathetic for a kid whose mom just suddenly explodes. Yeah.
At a day at the museum,
of too. They were skipping school. It's a fun day.
Yeah.
Playing hooky. We're going to get hot dogs after this. And she explodes. It could happen to any one of us.
But like you think like, oh, okay, so that's the story. It's like him. I almost didn't include the trailer on the doc because I was like, oh, it's just like a regular whatever drama, and then it just goes fucking crazy.
Yeah,
so it's like really abstract. Yeah, and then, I don't know.
And the kid from Stranger Things is there.
Yeah, sure is.
Legally, at least one Stranger Things kid has.
We need
to
a Stranger
be.
Kid.
just like which one is available? Can we rent them? I worry about those kids. I'm like, I hope that they know how to do math.
Oh yeah.
I like someone should make them go to school.
I mean, they have like the studio teachers,
and
but yeah, like it is,
but no one's got the back of those child star. I just worry about them.
As history has shown, right. Anytime a child star shows up, I'm like,
yeah. Historically speaking, you're correct to be worried.
Yeah.
Millie Bobby Brown has veneers now. Someone signed off on that.
All right. And then also, the press covers.
Also, Drake has her phone number.
I was like, no, doesn't he have like a 19-year-old girlfriend? We got to be careful with those Stranger Things kids. Which Stranger Things kid is it?
It's the one who was in It as well.
It's Finn Wolfhard.
Yeah, the one with the best name.
The one with the fun internet presence.
Does he?
Does he?
He's a fun follow. Recommend it.
I mean, once he becomes like a brooding teen, it's going to get real.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the other thing is like... I think we have to always be prepared to let them go at a certain age, right?
Yeah.
Because like most child actors, they don't stay actors as adults usually. There's always going to be that moment where they like get really like they're teenagers and they get really awkward and weird and go through phases. And there's just got to be a point where we can just be okay with that. Like,
right. Yeah. For every Kurt Russell, you're going to get like 5 Corey Hames.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. I mean, they're at the beginning of their lives.
Yeah.
Like, we don't need to...
Let them move on when they got to move on. I always feel so bad when you see, like, one of those clickbaity articles that's like, where is this kid from 30 years ago? And they're like, oh, isn't this pathetic? He went to law school.
Yeah,
and his family loves him. Why doesn't he want to be in entertainment?
Oh, like, yeah. It's the Chunk from Goonies. Entertainment lawyer.
Chunk's my favorite because he was just like, I'm going to lose a bunch of weight and I'm going to become, like, an entertainment lawyer and, like, go into politics and stuff.
And I think
just,
it's just
like,
the one movie, too. He's like... And I'm done.
Yeah.
He really dunked on everyone.
He really did, yeah.
That was good. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Good way to go,
That could have been real dark for him. Yeah. Like, okay, the next trailer is Annabelle Comes Home, guys.
Sure.
Yes.
Are you excited for this?
Patrick Wilson in a horror movie is always something I will come out for.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Always.
I mean, I'm never against Patrick Wilson.
No.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
I've never been like, yes, Patrick Wilson. I'm not
even a Phantom of the Opera.
I haven't seen that.
That's one of my favorite. Oh, man. Because his introduction to the film is just cutting to him in like the box or whatever, watching performance. And he was like, can it be? For some reason, it makes me laugh every fucking time.
I will see him in almost anything because he's so talented, but also seems weirdly down to do whatever.
Yes.
Where sometimes you're like, Patrick Wilson, you have enough money. You don't need to do the Annabelle movie.
Right.
But he's doing it.
Well, I think he's buddies with James Wan.
Yeah, I think he has loyalty. Like, he was in Smoking Aces. Was he in Smoking Aces? Because I know he's in that director's other movie, Stretch.
Yes.
Which, again, is one that's like, nobody needs to be doing that movie.
Yeah.
But him and Chris Pine are both in that movie, giving it all they got.
Chris Pine's another one of those guys.
Yeah.
Where it's like this body of work that he's done is like, you're just down for whatever.
I mean, I like that, especially when it's loyalty to the people who like made their career.
Yeah.
Where it's like, whatever you want to do, man, just let me know.
I'll
come back.
Yeah. I mean, this is something that I will see at 1 p.m.
Oh, for sure.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Also, Patrick Wilson's from Norfolk, which is where I grew up.
Oh, cool.
Really?
Yeah, he's from Norfolk, Virginia.
Do they have like a statue or anything of him?
They should.
Yeah. They need to get one going. Yeah, I mean, I'll see this movie because I see every horror movie.
I didn't see the Annabelle movies.
The first
I haven't
one
either.
First one, not great. I don't know who made it. The second one, like, a person made it.
The
like
second one's the guy who made Shazam, and it's apparently okay.
Yes. Still not great. Mm-hmm. There's still a lot of, like, horror movie stuff where, like, you know, every horror movie needs to get the character into a scary situation. That's the basis of all horror movies.
Yeah.
There's a part I remember where it was clear that the writers just couldn't figure it out. And it's, I think it's like outside of a barn and the character's like in a chair and the ghost just drags them into the scary barn. like
you're
they
coming
just get
in the scary
pulled
barn.
In, and then they do the scene where they're like in the scary barn and it's dark and it's like, just leave. Like the ghosts were just like, yeah, fuck it. Like, and by ghosts, I mean director, you know, or right. a writer, where it's just like, we just need to get them in this.
I do like
place.
The idea of a frustrated ghost has gone to all this trouble to haunt this house and you're just hanging out outside. It's like, what the? Is he just going to stay? All right, just get him.
just grab him.
This is also, I mean, this is like the third big horror franchise that Patrick Wilson has been the star of, which because he did all 500 Insidious movies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He did all 500 Conjuring movies.
Right.
And now he's the king of Annabelle.
Technically, the Conjuring cinematic universe is. Mm-hmm. This is.
Because then he makes that brief appearance in The Nun, too, for the same.
Yeah.
Reason.
Oh God, the Nun is in that universe.
Yeah, it sure is.
I am so like irritated with the Warrens cinematic
universe. For, really?
Yeah,
I don't know. This
well, the Warrens are frauds.
Yeah, the Warrens are. Yeah, confirmed
frauds.
Wait, really?
Yeah, it's based off of, like the real people. Yeah, the Amityville Horror was based off the Warrens story.
Yeah, yeah.
And like they're doing, and now they've just like taken these frauds and they've turned them into like. Superhero characters in a cinematic universe.
It's not a bad idea for a franchise because it's like it's right. like supernatural. It's like, oh, let's get these two people who just are ghost hunters and we can put them in different adventures and it's great.
Yeah.
But the fact that they're real people
who are frauds
it's a little strange.
Yeah. Huh.
But whatever. They're fun. I've enjoyed the Conjuring movies.
Yes, I like the Conjurings.
I've seen the first one. I haven't seen the second one. The
second one gets a little away from itself because I think the biggest problem that they're having now, because the first Conjuring is like, you know, it's like a haunted house movie.
Yeah.
This I think what's I agree with you, Tom, that the cinematic universe idea where like if you're making a movie where ghosts exist, then you can make several movies in that universe where ghosts exist. It makes sense. But as these movies continue, they're trying to like interlock their universe so much that they like The Conjuring 2 has Annabelle in it and The Nun in it, and like they're trying to set up the franchises that they forget to make like a good movie.
They don't make something good.
It's the Batman v Superman problem.
Yeah.
Like in this trailer for Annabelle Comes Home, they are clearly doing the same thing because they set up Charon the ferryman.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, so they do the thing where they show this spooky sketch, and it's like, who is that? Oh, that's the ferryman. I'm like, oh, I bet we see that ghost again.
They
and
really...
sure enough, you see that ghost again in the trailer. I'm like, they're going to make a ferryman movie.
Yeah, they really treat it like they're superheroes, where they like make a cameo, and it's like...
That's so tacky that I have to engage with it. I have to...
Oh, yeah.
I have no choice.
They're like, oh, it's our own universe, but the twist is it sucks.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, nice. I'll see those.
Yeah, they're not.
You're like tight.
Yeah, I'll pay upwards of $6 to see a movie like that.
Right. For movies about confirmed frauds, it doesn't feel like they're hurting anybody, mainly because it's all old stories.
Yeah, they're dead.
And it's all people who are dead or like, you know.
I genuinely didn't even know. I'm gonna do a deep dive on that.
Oh yeah, oh, yeah. Do it. You will be on like a 3-hour Wikipedia hole. Yep.
One of my favorites is the story the second Conjuring's based off of. There's like known photos of that, and there's a photo, and they show it in the ending credits because they do the thing where they show like the scene in the movie and then the real version.
Uh-huh.
And in the ending credits, they show it where it was supposed to be a girl like levitating above her bed, and it's clearly a girl jumping, like free, like her legs are curled, and she's like clearly in a jump. And they're like, "Look, it's the real thing."
She's levitating.
It's like, that's a photo of someone jumping. Like that is clearly a photo of someone jumping.
Guys. Yeah, and in real life, the Annabelle doll is a Raggedy Ann doll.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, less scary. That's the biggest, like...
It's not pretty scary.
Because, yeah, these movies are, like, you know, for, like, bullshit horror.
It's pop horror.
Yeah, and it's fine.
It's fine.
I have a... fundamental anger with how creepy they make the world look.
I just want to see Patrick Wilson put his hand on Vera Farmiga's shoulder and just be like, don't move. That's why I go.
You are going to 100% get it.
Yeah, you'll get that.
That's why I show up.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay.
It will deliver.
Yeah.
On all one levels.
That's all you need. Now I want to watch The Conjuring 2, frankly.
I bet he does it there too.
Yeah, I think he does too.
Sure he does.
Yeah, if you haven't watched the one, fucking watch it. It's crazy. Don't they have the weird, the bendy man, he's another one who's supposed to get his own, like...
Who's going to go up for the bendy man movie?
I don't think that's his name.
I forget what
it's like, Twisted
is.
Man.
It may
or
as well be.
Yeah. He has a good, solid reveal. That was one thing in The Conjuring 2 that I was like, that's pretty neat. Which is, spoiler, there's a part where the kid hears a noise. He goes downstairs. He goes to the window and his dog's sitting next to him. And it's like the silhouette shot of him and his dog. And the dog just like unfurls into the bendy man. And it was just like, jeez, that's not something I thought was going to happen.
That, yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of neat.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. I take everything I said about the bendy man back.
Bendy man.
He's like a... Yeah, he's real bendy.
I'll pay $6 to see it.
I think it's the crooked man. I think that's
what it is.
That's
crooked. Yeah.
Should have been bendy. Yeah.
Should have been bendy, man.
All right, final trailer is for a game called Death Stranding. Tom, for the people on podcast, Tom's giving a dismissive shrug. this is the creator of Metal Gear, which are ridiculous games.
Yeah.
I figured you might have more of an opinion on this, but now you've revealed to me before we record you never played these.
I played one Metal Gear game, and it was the second one, so it was like already I was diving in. It was one of those games, like the first one was one that like all my friends were super into, I just didn't play it.
Yeah.
And every attempt I've made to play it since, it's just like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Metal
Gear is, yeah, it dares me to play it. Like, it's just insufferable.
Yeah.
Generally. Because, the last Metal Gear, it takes about an hour for something to happen. And there's literally scenes where you're playing a character who's just crawling. Like, you're just, like, press forward to crawl. No. Oh. It's like an injured man. And that they have a lot of those moments where it's just like, I don't care enough about this, too. And then they had a character who, she's a sniper who doesn't speak and wears very little clothing. And their reasoning is because I think she breathes through her skin or something.
Yeah, she uses chlorophyll.
Yeah, it's like a child. It's a child wrote these.
The horny boys are evolving.
Yeah, they are. This developer is a notorious video game developer. Hideo Kojima, and he was like, so when they first showed that character, that sniper character, and people were like, "What the fuck is this?" He's like, "No." It's going to make sense in the story. And that was his reason.
Yeah.
Like, see, she breathes through her skin.
So it has to be completely exposed at all times.
Yep.
Yeah.
Get it?
It's real. Yeah. So this game looks good, but I don't trust anything.
Well, Guillermo del Toro is in it.
Yeah. I like that.
Like, he's in it. Like, he's not like contributing in like a filmmaking capacity. Yeah. He's just in it as a performer.
I think that's my favorite thing about advancing in video games is the ability to just plug an actor in it. But I like that they can just plug like Guillermo del Toro, because if he fucks up the performance, they can like probably tweak it.
Yeah.
And so like, I just like that idea. I like that they should get like Obama to be in a game.
Yeah.
Like people who are like public figures, but not actors, because fuck it. Why not?
Yeah. Who cares? And you play as Norman Reedus.
Yeah.
And the bad guy is Mads Mikkelsen.
Yeah, and you got like a baby.
You get a baby?
You do get a baby.
Yeah, you got
this tiny little baby.
Yeah, like like equipment is a baby.
I think it's like a clone. I don't know. The story is indecipherable from this trailer.
Here's my question about this trailer. Why is it called Stranding? It seems like a typo, and it seems like it should have been called Death Standing, but it's called Death Stranding.
Nobody knows.
How do we feel?
I'm sure it won't explain it in the game.
Or it will, but it'll explain it in a way that's like explaining why the sniper is naked.
Yeah.
Like,
it'll be something real dumb.
Or like Metal Gear. Metal Gear is the name of the robot, so it's like...
Oh, is that why it's called
that? Yeah, the big robot's called Metal Gear. Don't know why it's called Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah.
I guess because you're solid snake. Because
robots are.
Because robots are pretty solid, yeah?
Yeah, that's
solid
true.
Metal. Solid metal and gears.
It's fucking ridiculous. I'm going to have to pay for this game.
Several of our our listeners are probably screaming at us.
Reading with their ears.
Yeah, you're reading with your ears.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just don't, I don't get Metal Gear.
Yeah, like I said, I added this in the duck. Like, surely someone will care about Metal Gear.
I mean, somebody, this game is like huge.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, it's got huge people in it, and people have been,
again, I'm going to play
been
it
talking because... about it forever. It's just like, I never connected with any of the games that this right. guy has made. So it's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
It looks nice.
Yeah, it looks creative.
Like, it's very impressive.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to news stories then.
Sure.
This is other studios are doing this too. I just saw Disney and Netflix are playing. Netflix are playing with the idea of maybe possibly pulling their productions from Georgia.
Yeah.
Over the abortion laws.
Yeah.
This worked last time. Last time they pulled their production from a state like, I forget.
Yeah,
what it was
the over. It was the trans bathroom
yes.
stuff, wasn't it?
I mean, now more than ever, like, especially, like, if Disney's going to take a positive stance on something, I'm like, good, if you guys can do something good
yeah.
for the world.
Yes,
like,
because...
Please do.
Yeah, because is, Disney is a problem.
It is, and it is, like, I mean, it is legitimately huge when yeah. a company like that, and it's sad that we have to, like, that's the only way things yeah. will get changed. It's like, oh, the entity that has the most money actually... comes down on
right.
the correct side of history about something.
Right. Like, if that could happen just the once, that would be great.
Yeah.
Right. It is definitely something like the principle of it is probably not good, where it's a company like, we're going to wreck your economy if you don't do the thing.
Right.
But they are... But at the same time, it's a weird, like, byproduct of capitalism that is good is that when, like... Hopefully, again, when like with when we're progressing and we're all behind it, like with Nike with the
exactly yeah with
the Kaepernick thing, or like Gillette with the guy teaching his trans son to shave that just came
yeah.
out, where it's like it's kind of a good sign that at least the cold-hearted corporations are like, we did the math and this is popular.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
this is good to support.
Like, I will never believe that any major corporation actually wants to do something positive.
Oh, hell no.
But if they can sell that, then like if that would be profitable to them, then hopefully that means that there's, you know, some hope left in the world.
Right. Like yeah. they're not dictating the change, but they're at least a good sign that like we're
course,
in the right direction.
Of course the flip side is.
Yes, the flip side is
yeah.
Is the bat, yeah.
Yeah. Doritos and Coke hiring strike breakers to fucking fuck people up in South
right.
America.
Right, yes.
Yeah. There's...
I'm not going to praise Disney again for
no.
this, but it's like...
I appreciate the gesture. You know, please don't torpedo the entertainment economy in Georgia.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I mean, I'm just like, I automatically go to thinking of like, okay, so you're a female cinematographer, you're living in Atlanta,
right.
now you can't get an abortion, mm-hmm. and you're unemployed.
And you
right,
job,
exactly.
Yeah.
And
that's
I've
why,
heard that argument. Where
well,
Stacey like,
Abrams came out and was like,
right.
I respect
yeah.
people's decisions to do this, because obviously it is a legitimate response, but also keep in mind that you're punishing everyone.
Right.
Yeah, you're punishing the people who you're, you know... saying that you're defending.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's complicated.
It's tough. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I just hope that, you know, if they threaten to do it, then Georgia will respond before they actually have to do it.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing, is I think they're playing chicken.
Right.
Where they're like, we're going to fucking leave. And they're really hoping that Georgia realizes that they're so cold hearted, where Georgia might be like, you're not going to leave. And they're like, did you see how many people at Fox we just fired? Right. Like, we'll leave.
Is this to be you?
Yeah. We don't give a shit. About these
Listen,
people.
We don't care about making thousands of people suddenly
yeah.
without a job.
We're Disney.
We didn't need to do that, but we did.
Yeah. We're going to kill this dog
yeah.
right now in front of you.
Yeah.
That's a true dog's journey.
Just Mickey strangling a dog to death.
Yeah. Okay.
Appreciate the thought, Disney.
Yeah, yeah.
You want this to happen? You're the one that's making me do this.
On the subject of Disney, we got the Lion King character posters.
What the hell?
It was like, yep, that's what those animals look
yeah,
like.
Those are...
Did you guys see the poster for Lady and the Tramp?
Yes.
It's a JPEG of two dogs.
Yeah.
You're just
yeah.
like, why are you doing this?
What's going on?
This is the... St- stupidest fucking thing. Oh my god.
The only character that looks not like like a character is Scar, and it still just looks like, yeah, that's a lion.
He's
that someone slashed with a knife.
Raggedy lion, yeah.
I know why it's happening. I hate it. Mm-hmm. I hate it.
Yeah, it's pretty awful.
It's going to make so much money.
I know. It's going to do so. I have no fresh take other than I hate it.
Yep.
They look like animals.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the point that's been made a lot where it's just like making this live action with photorealistic animals. Like, it takes away so much of the... Of like, because Lion King is like a beautiful, colorful movie with like gorgeous animation and shit. I mean, it's like, yeah, the music is great, but like the visual, like we completely lose all of the impact of the visuals by making it.
And at the time, everything was original and new and, you know, hadn't been done. It's just, oh, what a waste of every time I see like the, like, especially the animation heavy Disney reboots, I'm just like, man, what a waste of so many good animators' time. They could have been making something like new instead they have to. Like trace over an existing movie for money.
Yeah, it's a remaster.
Depressing. Yeah,
it's just Disney remastering their movies. It's a waste of everybody's time, like even the audience's time, because we're all gonna go see it. We're gonna pay money. Mm-hmm. It's gonna make a lot of money, and it's gonna just be like all this money and effort and time that in like a year from now, people will be like, "Hey, remember that Lion King movie?" Like it'll just be completely forgotten, like all the other ones.
Yeah.
And just, I don't know, there's like a Lindsay Ellis video that came out recently about like how heavily animated movies like rely on celebrity talent. And this is like peak that too.
Where it's for sure.
Like, that's the whole reason you're like, I want to hear Seth Rogen be a warthog. No, I fucking don't. But but I'm gonna.
Yeah. I don't want to do this, but here.
It feels bad.
Yeah.
It feels bad to see.
Yeah, it's a shame.
This is the most insane one to
me. Well, because movies love their character posters.
Yeah.
And like some do it well and some don't. And this is a case where it's like they're just pointing it out where it's like, oh yeah, there's no use for the character posters.
No, this just looks like a map at the San Diego Zoo.
Yeah. My favorite, do you remember the Matrix Reloaded character posters? Those were some solid character posters.
Yeah, I remember.
Because they were all them from the neck down.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't show their faces because they were just like, look how fucking cool they look. Like, it doesn't matter about the celebrities. We're doing
it's
character
all about
posters.
The fits.
Yeah, it's just like, look at how cool their outfits are. And I was like,
they were pretty cool.
They were cool, yeah.
Yeah.
Dress the animals, dress like, the Lion King up like the Matrix. Give me that poster.
Yeah, when there was like...
Put some sunglasses on Timon.
Yeah, give him give him some dreads and a knife.
And a knife. Lady... Just give one of them a knife.
Lady the Tramp is still the most egregious one to
That's
me.
That's hilarious.
You're like, that is two dogs.
have taken a photograph of two dogs.
Those are two dogs sitting on a step.
Yep. It's like the ones where the news will put out first look at Ben Affleck as Bruce Wayne, and it's like, that's Ben Affleck in a suit, all right.
Look at him being Bruce Wayne. Jesus,
good
guys.
Job. Okay. Well, good segue. Speaking of superheroes, guys.
Mm-hmm.
New Mutants. They've just finally kind of said, like, we're doing reshoots. That's why we're delayed. Yeah, it's sort of like, we know. I'm wondering about this, is that I wonder if the Disney purchase did something. Because I know it was like they were going to release it, and then they said, we're reshooting it to be more like a horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's taking so long. So I wonder if during the purchase, Disney was like, well, hold on, let us look at it and like tell you what you need to do or something. I don't know. It just feels like it's the product of that transition that it's taking fucking forever for this X-Men movie that seems neat. But at this point, I'm just like, just release it or don't. I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this movie has been in production for 500 years.
Yeah.
Well, super. It was supposed to come out like 2 years ago, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I feel like this movie has been in production since before. Like, I lived in a different state when I first heard about it.
Yeah.
And it looks fine.
I mean, the idea is cool, but it's just like...
There was a trailer.
When was there a trailer? How long ago was that?
Man, the world was a different place when that trailer came out.
Was that like before the election?
I think so.
That's insane.
Yep.
Man.
Yeah.
I mean, John Hamm used to be in the movie, and
he's not in.
No.
Oh, he's got they.
How do you just, get?
But he wasn't he in.
I don't know if he was in the trailer, but he was the villain. He was
Mr.
Sinister.
How do you remove John Hamm? from a movie.
You reshoot it. I don't know.
They reshoot it 5 years later. That's so crazy.
Yeah, they teased Sinister in the like one of the Wolverine ones or
something.
Yeah,
I think in Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I would love to have John Hamm in someone's cinematic universe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get a John Hamm in there.
The Hamm universe.
Who's it going to hurt?
The Hammiverse.
Hammiverse. Fuck it.
I wouldn't be surprised because we did talk about how like Disney had some bizarre notes for the movies that it didn't shit can off.
Yeah, exactly. Like
telling Steven Spielberg nobody can smoke in his West Side Story movie. It's like, are you kidding me?
Oh, Disney, you
puritanical
ruin everything.
Freaks.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
All right, final story here is that they've released a teaser poster for Godzilla vs. Kong.
I know. The movie has just come out today.
Well, the movie before this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not getting good reviews.
No, it's sure not.
Also, they released a Dune teaser, which is a picture of dunes. I was like, mm-hmm.
The picture of dunes with text on it.
Yeah.
It's like we're really not learning the lessons of the past with this one. Yeah. I mean, I cannot wait to see Dune. Yeah. It's gonna be a glorious, ambitious piece of art that fucking nobody's gonna see, just like the last Blade Runner.
Oh yeah, I imagine he sent the studio a production photo of them like shooting on dunes, and they just like cropped it and add text, and they're like, it's a teaser poster.
We did it. Yeah. I like this teaser poster at least.
Oh, for Kong,
yeah. It's fun.
It's just funny because I don't know.
Probably find out if they should make it.
I mean, that's been the rule since Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, I know.
They've got a Stranger Things kid. They can't go wrong.
Yeah. I know it's a rule of Cinematic Universes, but it's the fundamental reason why they're bad, where they're like, all right, let's make this one, and then let's make this one this one. And then they go back, and they're like, wait, that one didn't do good at all? Okay, well, we already made the other two, so we're just going to keep losing money now.
Ride it out.
Yeah.
It's a cool-looking poster, but it does feel a lot like that stupid Dark Universe logo that came out with The Mummy.
Yes. A Godzilla Kong Cinematic Universe. I don't think they realize that that's not a
Rich mythology in there.
Yeah.
Again, it's just like another manufactured cinematic universe. It's like, who is this for?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, because we don't care about giant monster movies.
Like, I also...
No.
They don't really make money.
Yeah. I also think we're starting to fizzle out of the cinematic universe idea. Like, I think Marvel's going to have some challenges soon. Because I think they...
After Endgame, for sure.
Yeah, they completed their 10-year thing, mm-hmm. and it's going to be like Harry Potter. We're all like, that was great. Moving on, they still have some good stuff coming up, but I think it's going to be hard to care as much.
I think it'll be fun to watch it burn, though.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
To watch like several gigantic productions just like suck.
Right.
And I'm just waiting for people to have to make an original concept into a movie. Yeah. Like, it's going to have to happen at some point.
I'm so excited to watch. Yeah. Like the Marvel universe not reignite because none of us is going to want to get invested for another 10 years.
Yeah,
so excited to watch the fucking Game of Thrones guys make a shitty Star Wars movie.
Yeah,
after Endgame, I'm like, I'm good. Yeah, I'm done.
Well, they did it.
They did the thing.
They did it. Good job.
They did
good job,
they
guys.
Stuck the landing. Okay, please stop emailing.
Yeah, don't overstay your welcome. Yeah. I don't know what Marvel gonna, if that bubble breaks, it's gonna be that's a toughie.
It needs to.
Yeah, it's gonna be a real tough one for Marvel. Marvel's gonna be like, we're coming out with art house films now or something. Like,
what
are they gonna do? They'll just
still
make superhero movies.
They'll just make 500 more Deadpools.
Yeah. They'll figure it out.
They're like, we've always got Ryan Reynolds mugging to camera.
Yeah. It's true.
People aren't sick of it yet.
That's it for news stories, you guys.
Dave.
Yes, Tom.
Dave.
Yes, Tom.
Do you have a movie that deserves more hype?
I do.
I knew you did. Tell us about it.
Quick shout out to Doc Garby on Twitter. Doc sent this my way. And I don't like it when people suggest movies because I'm like, I want to find one for myself. But this is undeniable. It's called In Fabric. It's coming out June 2019. That's the year.
That's soon.
Yeah, that's soon. It is a 95% with Rotten Tomatoes, which is interesting because it's about a haunted dress. It's about an evil dress.
I will see that.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
For sure.
It's right. Got Gwendolyn Christie in it.
Yeah.
Double I think she's like a side character, but it's about a woman who...
I want her to be the dress.
Yeah.
Just hang on.
And Gwendolyn Christie has the haunted dress.
That would be amazing. The trailer shows the dress like floating over people and stuff. And I guess it like fucks up your skin when you wear it. It's about a woman getting this dress at a department store, at like a creepy department store. Like there's clearly something sinister about it and the people who run it. And the dress, yeah, it starts to murder people.
I like this shit. Yeah. This is good.
They never really explain what's the deal with the dress, which I don't
need you to.
Don't
it
need.
It reminds me of, did you guys ever read that Dr. Seuss book about the haunted pants?
No. No.
It sounds like an all-female reboot of the haunted pants.
Mm-hmm. gender swap remake of the haunted pants.
The reviews are comparing the style to Dario Argento, which...
I am here for that.
Yeah, okay. Where I was just like, shit.
Yeah.
And when you watch the trailer, it's like all bright colors, kind of retro. Everything about it just looks delightful. It's Italian, too. Like, it's...
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Definitely into that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Them Italians make some pretty gnarly horror movies.
Yes, they do. So yeah, Jesus Christ, everybody just like, there's not much to say about this. The trailer kind of speaks for itself because it's just haunted dress, guys.
Need I say more?
Yeah.
Haunted dress is fundamentally scarier than haunted pants because it's more surface area,
right? It can smother you more.
Sure.
And just like the flow, it looks more inherently more ghosty.
Yeah.
Haunted pants.
Well, it's like
silly.
70% of a ghost.
Yeah.
It's true.
Pants
it's
like maybe 50.
I think that's what they realized too. Because again, when you watch the trailer, it's like, oh, it's just like a ghost floating. Like it's just
it's
ghost.
Like a sheet ghost.
It's the Pirates
it's
of the
classic sheet ghost.
Yeah. It's the Pirates of the Caribbean dress scene.
Oh, yeah.
Where
yeah.
she fakes a haunted dress. Someone watched that and was like, that, but
that
a whole
was
movie.
Real. Yeah.
Yeah.
But what if this was a movie? I made it.
Yeah. It's, I'm pumped.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Here for this.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a sewed.
Yeah.
Yay, we did it.
Wow.
We made it.
We did it. Jamie, thank you so much for coming out and being on the show.
Yeah,
thanks for having me. I had a blast.
Absolutely. Anytime. What do you want to plug? What do you got going on? Where can we find you?
Oh, man. You can just listen to the Bechdel Cast. It's my weekly movie podcast I host with Caitlin Durante about the role of women in famous movies. And episodes come out on Thursdays.
Sweet.
Yep.
Do that. Yeah. Do that.
Do those Peace. Things. Dave, what do we got?
Oh, jeez.
jeez.
I was about to drink, but I won't. I won't drink this delicious soda. We have a Patreon, Tom. Patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. We got exclusive podcasts on that, like Tom and Jeff Watch Batman, and Fox Mulder is a Maniac.
Mm.
So check those out.
Oh, that's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, we also got a t-shirt store. tpublic.com/store/gamefullyunemployed. You can get some stuff there.
Yep.
And that's it. That's enough. You don't need to know anything else.
No, you know.
You guys got it. You guys
got
control.
It.
All right. Let's get the hell out of here. Say goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Our music is produced by Chris Corlew. You can follow him on Twitter at TheCorlew, C-O-R-L-E-W, and find more music at shipwreckedsailor.bandcamp.com. Our artwork is produced by Justin Brown. You can follow him on Twitter at Justin T. Brown, and find more of his artwork at artnessbyjustinbrown.com and justinbrown.info.